Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody dies according to their own will. Allah is the one who has written when you are going to die. So even someone who says, I'm going to kill myself, may Allah protect us. Suicide is the biggest sin that you can commit against life. To take one's life is disbelief in Allah. One narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those who have committed suicide will be punished to the degree that they will continue tasting that pain until the day they are resurrected. And after that, they will be thrown into hellfire. May Allah forgive us. But we are not allowed to tell a person or whose family member has committed suicide. Some people are not well. They are mentally disturbed. Their condition of the mind is not good. So you cannot say, this man is going to hell, and point at him. No, you can't do that. Only Allah knows the condition upon which that person died. However, we speak about the sin at large. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore says,
وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا.
It is not up to a person to die. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who decides when they will die. He has written it and it is a fixed time. He delays a person up to a moment. And this is why we are not meant to be wishing for death in order to run away from our problems. Someone has a lot of problems. Those problems are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to go through these tests asking Allah to help us. Let me give you the example of school. When you go to school, the more tests you have, the higher the qualification. I think I said that the last time I was in Colombo. When you go to school, the more tests you have and the more questions you have and the more difficult the questions, the higher the qualification. When you have a grade 7 test or an O-level test or an A-level test, according to the questions, you will be able to determine what test it is. The bigger the question, the bigger the qualification. So Allah tests us in order for us to have a bigger palace in heaven. He puts more difficulties. So there is a person who is bankrupt, and then suddenly his leg is amputated, and then he loses his wife, and then he loses his job. These are all tests from Allah, one after the other. Do not wish to die. It is like a person who sees the O-level paper and says, there are too many questions here. There are very long questions here. So let me walk out of the hall. You paid for it. You need to write at least. You need to attempt. You will get either A, B or C. And if you fail, you can repeat. Sometimes Allah tests us two times with the same test because the first time we failed. So the second time He says, I want you to pass. So we are not allowed to wish for death. Allah says, and this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the others, meaning people of the book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they used to claim that no, life after death is only for us. Allah says,
قُلْ إِن كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِّن دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
If you are claiming that the life after death only belongs to you, O people of the book, then wish that you would die if you are truthful. Allah says, you will never wish to die. But there is a narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he says, a believer should never wish to die in order to run away from his problems. If someone says, it is best for Allah to take me when He knows it is best for me to go, that is a dua that was made by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to say, O Allah, keep me alive for as long as you know that it is better for me to be living. And O Allah, take me away when you know it is better for me to be taken away. That is the dua I should be making and you should be making. All of us. Sometimes the young, they just look at me and say, you mean we should also be making that dua? The answer is yes. I know you are young, but you say, Ya Allah, when you know it is better for me to go, take me away. Because the crux is the life after death, not this life. This life is a test. Allah is watching you to see how the quality of your life is and how you improve the quality of the lives of others. You try your best to help others, to assist others. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's meaning. That is the reason why He has created us, as I read the verse. Then we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us that we should not die in the wrong condition. I'm sure many of us know this verse off by heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
O you who believe, be conscious of Allah in a manner that He is meant to be conscious of, or that you are meant to be conscious of Him. And do not die except in the condition that you are a Muslim. Don't die in any other condition except in the condition of submission. What does that mean? I don't know when I'm going to die. You don't know when you are going to die. So it means I need to lead my daily life in submission to what Allah has instructed, so that if death overtakes me at any moment, I die a submitter to Allah, known as a Muslim. And this is why committing sins is very dangerous. A person who commits adultery, for example, the hadith says, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. أو لا يزني المؤمن لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. A person who commits adultery, during the act, they are not believers. Between them and Allah, they cannot call themselves believers. Imagine if someone dies in that act. And this thought must cross us. It is normal and natural for us to think that I might die today, I might die tomorrow. It is normal and healthy to think that. And sometimes we might think I might lose my son today, or my father today, or my wife today, or my husband today, or tomorrow. It is normal to think that sometimes I might lose them, so that we can appreciate them and we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because death is not what is that scary. But what is more scary is to say, they've all gone, but where did they go? That is the question. Everybody went. Whoever died is gone. They are not here. But the question that is people fear is, where did they go? Well, if you want to go to a good place, you prepare from now. It's not too late. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how close death has come. My time and your time is so close. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya.
اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ.
The time of reckoning of the people has come so close, but they are walking away in oblivion. They are walking in the other direction, forgetting. They don't even realize the time for accounting, which means we are going to die and Allah is going to take account of our deeds. That time is very close. It has come so close. And Allah says, people are walking in the other direction. You see, the beauty of not revealing the date of expiry for any one of us to us is so that we can be good throughout. If I knew my exact time of death and you knew your exact time of death, we might have been bad people sinning if we knew we are going to die at 70. Then come 69, we make salam to everyone. I'm going now, brother. I'm going, sister. Look, forgive me everything. What I've done, Ya Allah, forgive me. Like you are going for Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hajjis. Those who have come today, those who have come back all these days, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all forms of goodness. And may Allah accept their Hajj and make it a means of blessing for all of us, because they definitely made dua for the country and for the city and for all of us. We ask Allah to accept those du'as. Amen. So this is why Allah kept it a secret. No one knows when they are going to die. Because if we knew, we would not be good people, as I explained. I was saying moments ago that if we are lucky, we might have a best before date. What does that mean? When we don't know our death, I told you expiry date is written. But sometimes Allah gives us a long life. When we get to 60, we know now we are nearing the end. We know. So we become better people, naturally. This is why the hadith says that the worst person is an old man who still commits sins. Because he has no shame that I have given you life so long. You know you are dying, your leg is paining, your knees are sore, you can't even walk properly, and still you want to go and commit this sin. May Allah forgive us all. Ya Allah, grant us a beginning, a new beginning. Ya Allah, grant us a new leaf, forgive us, grant us paradise. Make us strong, Ya Allah. So, when the person gets to 70, they should know that the time of expiry is gone. Now they are living with best before. Why? Because now they cannot read salah the way they used to read before. Sometimes we cannot sit down on the floor. Sometimes we cannot go down in sujood because of our health condition. Sometimes we want to go for umrah, we cannot make as much tawaf as we wanted to. So our energies are lacking, our health is gone. So what happens? We need to realize that there are certain items. It is better you do it before a certain date. Hence I said best before. When you have your health, wallahi it is better to use it before it is taken. When you have wealth, it is better to use it before it is taken. When you have free time, it is better to use it correctly before it is taken. Here we are speaking of correct use, good use. When you have life, it is better to use it before death overtakes you. And so on. We ask Allah to open our doors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about tawbah. Remember moments ago I told you that if we knew our date of expiry, it would not be exciting for us to do good deeds. Everyone would say, okay, I'm waiting for a moment and this is what it is. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us and He says,
وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ.
Repentance is not for a person who continues to commit sin until they see the angels of death coming to them. Then they say, now I surrender, now I surrender, now I am seeking forgiveness. Allah says repentance is not for those type of people. Look at Fir'aun, what happened to him, the Pharaoh of Egypt? What happened to him? He knew he was not the God. He used to tell people, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I don't know any God for you besides me. I am the God. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am the highest God here. That's what Fir'aun used to say. And inside his heart he knew that he also went to the toilet, he also had stomach problem, he was in need of someone above him, he knew he was also a human being, he knew everything. Then when he drowned, and as the soul was being taken away by the angels of death, he says, oh, now I want to accept the God of Moses and Harun. Musa and Harun, Moses and Aaron, may peace be upon them. Now I want to accept. He says, "Tubutul ana." Allah He says, "Now I am making repentance." And Allah says, "Al ana." You want to turn now? Now you want to turn? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ. And in the past you were very, very disobedient. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And you were from amongst those who were corrupt, spreading wrong, doing wrong and spreading wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us all to say, let us not wait for death, then repent. It will be too late. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقْبِلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah accepts the repentance of anybody for as long as they have not got to the point of غَرْغَرَ. غَرْغَرَ meaning the soul coming out of the body. When it gets to a certain point, it is known as غَرْغَرَ. The last point, now we have seen the angels of death, too late. You cannot repent at that time. It won't help you. We ask Allah to forgive us now. Ya Allah, grant us a beginning. Ya Allah, grant us a new beginning. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who will regret. I told you moments ago that it's important for us not to waste time when we want to turn to Allah. I will turn to Allah today, tomorrow. That's not good enough. Now I am turning to Allah. Forgive me. Whatever bad we were planning, cancel it now. Allah knows we were going to sit here and listen to this talk. Allah knows it. Cancel the bad we were planning now. Open the heart towards goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who have been doing bad. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا. Allah says, when death comes to that person, he will say, Oh Allah, send me back. I want to do good deeds, then I will come back just now. Just send me back. I want to do good deeds and I will come back just now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, That is too late.
وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا أَخِّرْنَا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ.
Allah says in Surah Ibrahim, warn the people of the time that will come to them when the oppressors or the wrongdoers will say, Oh Allah, send us back for a short time. We just want to quickly do good deeds and we will come back. We want to do good deeds and come back. The Quran says in Surah Al-Mu'minun,
Kalla, innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha.
No, it is just a word that this person is uttering. In one place Allah says, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. Even if we sent them back, they would still do the same deeds again and come back with the same deeds. So Allah says, purify your deeds from now. Ya Allah, grant us pure deeds. Grant us deeds that will make us easily enter into Jannah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah through your mercy. Ya Allah, the day you take us away with goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also about how death comes to a person. You see, those who are good people, they don't really feel much. When death comes to them, they have a pain known as sakarat, the pangs of death. The pangs of death. That pain is cushioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes it easy for them. And there are some whom these pangs are so bad. The hadith describes a bad person, the evil person. When the soul is taken out of the body, it is like a rope full of thorns and nails being pulled out of the throat. How it would feel, just picture it for a moment. And that rope is being pulled and tugged and continue, and that is the feeling of the pangs of death of an evil person. Whereas a good person who has been doing good deeds, fulfilling their salah, helping others, abstaining from sin, constantly repenting to Allah, Allah says for that person, their pang of death will be similar to a hair being taken out of the throat. Look at the difference here. One is a hair being taken out, and the other one is a rope with nails and with thorns and so on being tugged out of the throat, with this person suffocating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the easy one. Ya Allah, the day you take us away, make it easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how easy it is when a person dies in their sleep. If someone dies in their sleep, the pangs are very minimal. That is also a gift of Allah, to die in your sleep. It's a gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person is sleeping, the soul is less connected to the body than when they are awake. Do you know sleep cannot be explained by anybody? Nobody in this dunya can explain to you what the details of sleep and how you dream and so on. Nobody, never, they can't. There is no machine to gauge your dream. Imagine if there was a mirror they had to put in front of your head and they would be able to see what you are dreaming. People would create movie houses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But it's the qudra of Allah. Nobody can see what you are dreaming. No one can explain. Otherwise, if people could, then the scientists would tell you, have this tablet, you have a dream of green forest and so on. Have this tablet, you dream of motor vehicles. Have that tablet, you will dream of big houses and so on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of His greatness. Allah says, I know what you don't know. The same applies death. Nobody can explain to you where we were 5 years before we were born. Ask yourself, where was I 5 years before I was born? Can anyone explain? Can any machine take you back and tell you this is where you were? What about 1 year after you die? Where are you? Can anyone explain? Nobody. We have to take revelation in order to explain to us where we will be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us. I was speaking about the pangs of death. When we are sleeping, the soul and the body are connected, but not in the same way that they are connected whilst we are awake. And Allah says, if your death is written in your sleep, I don't send your soul back into the body, I take it away. And if your death is not written whilst you are asleep, Allah says, as you wake up or you are awakened, I send that soul back into your body, it plugs in once again properly. What is the soul and how it operates? No doctor can inform you, not the rocket scientist can tell you, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a small bit of knowledge. Very small bit. So this is Allah.
Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha.
Allah says, Allah causes the extraction of the soul when a person dies. And He causes the extraction of a soul to a different level when a person is sleeping.
فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى.
Allah says, so when a person is sleeping, we hold the soul. If death is written, we keep it. And if it is not, we send it back for a period of time. That is in the Quran, and I've just read for you the verse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the person who is good will receive the angels. When the person is good and is passing away, they will see good angels dressed in white clothing or dressed in beautiful clothing come to them. They will be happy. You find people smiling as they are dying. It happens. This is because when you lead a good life, you die a good death. The angels who come to get your soul, they will come with such goodness and they will remove the soul with such precision and with so much ease.
الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ.
Allahu Akbar. The angels who come to the good, They will greet them with salamun alaykum as they take the soul, and they will inform them that for you is Jannah. You are going to paradise, mashallah. What about the opposite? May Allah protect us from that. Oh, Allahu Akbar, the descriptions are many in the Quran. Allah says, the angels of death who come to the evil people, they will come like monsters. And this person will be frightened, not knowing where to go, how to run, where to run. It is too late. And they will extract with so much pain the soul from this person. It is described in a very, very vivid manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It is reported that sometimes people will also begin to beat themselves and hit their bodies and so on as they are dying and stamping. And they won't know. And they are kicking like the kicking of a dying animal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us.